You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Robert Lee and John Hawksworth.
Hello and welcome to the Race to Dubai show as Richard McAvoy wins the Porsche European Open and claims a maiden European Tour title at the 285th attempt.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, waited a long time. 17 years as a pro. I think this is my 17th season on and off Challenge Tour and main tour. Yeah, I'm delighted. Absolutely delighted.
We'll speak to Richard McAvoy later in the show as we review the action from Germany. And we'll also hear from Miguel Angel Jimenez, who claimed the Senior Open presented by Rolex at St Andrews. Plus, there's two events to preview this week, the WGC Bridgestone Invitational and the Fiji International presented by Fiji Airways. Hello, I'm Robert Lee, and today I'm joined by John Hawksworth, fresh off an aeroplane from Hamburg.
Yes, and a car.
No trains.
No sleep. Bit ratty.
To be fair, you look terrible.
Thanks.
Yeah. How was the week?
Oh, it was great. Very good. They made a nice job of the course this year, you know, because it was flooded in 2017. And the owners, when they originally set off there, they got three courses. They only had $10,000. I don't know how they've done it or what a job they've done. But it was in pristine condition, firm off the fairways, quite wide and bouncy, but just in mint condition, and lovely weather apart from a little thunderstorm delay on the Saturday.
You know, Richard McAvoy, 285th attempt to win on the European Tour, and a lot of people might have given up before he got to that point.
Well, yes, very true. A very nice chap. He's never been in the top 100 in the money list. And to keep banging your head away, he had a very good amateur career. Played international, much was talked about him. But unfortunately, some players' paths are different, Robert. Some players' paths are different, and his certainly was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get your card through Challenge Tour and through Tour School, and you keep coming back and bouncing down and bouncing back. It takes a lot of resilience, which he's obviously got. And maybe we might have seen a good performance coming because he won the Challenge Tour event the week before. The Vaudreuil Golf Challenge.
Yes, yeah, had a decent lead going into the final round, then birdied the first. Nice. And managed to get his third Challenge Tour win. He's 39 now, which is not very old, especially to us. You've got to give him full credit for perseverance, because he has persevered.
There was an amateur that had a very, very good week, Alan Yon.
Yeah, completely, profoundly deaf. Used to be a professional, got his amateur status back. And boy, did he give it a clout. And what a thrill for him. Hit a bit of a wide up 18 on the last round, managed to find it was over near the first, but gave himself a chance of a putt. And there were a few of them on 10 under par. He was one of them, Alan Yon. And then there was a new name to me, Christopher Blomstrand.
Yes.
Who I must feel is Swedish, which he is. Renato Paratore, the Italian, who's won once before. And, ooh, that's it, I think.
You happy with that?
Yes, I am. Yeah, just the three of them. Yeah. So it was looking like if McAvoy didn't birdie the last, but I have to say, I did enjoy a jolly good DeChambeau meltdown.
He was very fraught, wasn't he? When Richard had won, and the shaking hands was a very almost like a disrespectful thing.
It was, and he should have potted out and kept going. Get out of the way. You're having more hits than the Beatles up here. He finished 6-6-3-8.
He's a very good player.
I have to question his technique.
Yeah, but you know, the guy that comes out with a set of clubs that are all the same length, iron wise, it's all pretty, and the grips are so fat.
Look at the players.
The grips are fatter than that microphone you're talking into.
Have they ever done that? Other players, great players? No.
No, but he's relevant. I mean, he can win. He can win on the PGA Tour, so he's a player.
It was a massive deal for Richard McAvoy.
Of course
that.
It was.
And he could have been more gracious.
He's since apologised on Instagram.
Well, that's very good of him, but at the time, it was not appropriate with Richard McAvoy. It's all right apologising afterwards. It's how you handle it at the time.
Yeah, he was too consumed by his own bad play of the last four holes, but he should have, you're right, he should have, you know, had a firm handshake and said, you know, really well done. You've got to lose graciously as well.
Correct. Tiger Woods has been fantastic at that.
I take your point. Yeah,
so is Nicholas.
Nobody loves losing. Nobody loves it. But not everyone's good at it either. No, I like him. I like Bryson DeChambeau. I just don't think he had his best moment. It was never going to be easy for Richard, you know, with a chance of winning. You know, when you haven't won before and you're going out in the leading groups and you go into that final round and you think what could lie ahead for you, it's a fantastic old trophy, the European Open, the Porsche European Open. And he must have questioned himself going into the final round, Richard.
I think right at the start, his pot on the first showed how he was feeling. It was a short backswing. And listen, I'm not criticising him for being nervous. Nope. I was nervous for him. I was only holding a microphone. But he held a great putt for bogey on six, having gone in the water.
Yeah.
Made a great four at four. I can't tell you how difficult that hole is. Well, I will do as we're doing this.
Good.
You had to drive it around the corner, and then the pin was in a horrible spot where all you could see was really water and nothing to go out. And he hit an 8-iron, I think, from about 178. It was a great shot because Hend had tangled with the water. Casey had been in the water. The Masters champion, Patrick Reed, had been in the water.
In the reeds?
Reed had not been in the reeds. He'd been in the water.
Were the reeds close to the water?
They were close to the water.
Yeah.
But it was a horrible hole. But that bogey putty hold on six, and I thought, this is interesting. But he just kept plugging away. He kept giving himself chances. All right, he didn't hole everything. But I think it's an amazing performance. Because think of the mental stuff he used up on the Challenge Tour. To win there at 39, to get to 20th, and then, great, I'm in the next week. Then to get yourself off again.
You know, I think when you're 39 and you sort of, if you haven't done it by then, it ain't going to happen. And you're still playing in the Challenge Tour. Every credit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a little bit like Officer and a Gentleman, mayonnaise. I got nowhere else to go.
Well, he's a very level...
You're going to quit on me, mayonnaise.
Have you finished?
No.
He's very level and quiet, and he's not the sort of person that throws his toys out of the cot. But I thought he handled it well yesterday. All right, quite a few players played badly throughout that final
round. It was a tricky day.
Oh, it was. It wasn't as tricky as perhaps some of the scores showed, because we had the heavy rain on Saturday, which softened it up and gave a bit more give in the course, and you could spin the ball on the greens a bit. But there was a nasty bit of breeze around. Of course, it was payday. But
when you fast forward it all, was his putt, Richard's putt on that last green.
Well, he's
getting... he'd watch Bryson take millions over the previous hour.
Yes. His caddy wanted him to have a go, and he decided that was his best option to make forward. He'd gone in the back trap. There's no way he was getting up and down.
No, back trap's no good.
No good. And he was in the right rough, wasn't lying that badly, but you're bringing the water into play.
Yardage?
He had plenty of yardage. I'm just trying to think what he had. He probably had about 208, something like that.
Okay.
But adrenaline, you would have thought back traps are nailed on here.
That was Radio Luxembourg, wasn't it? 208?
Yes, it was.
I think it was, thank you.
On a boat out in the
sea. That's correct. Right decision, because Scouse Wayne, I mean, I was really pleased for Scouse Wayne, his caddy as well.
Yeah, but how calm he kept. Because you know when you got one of those nasty sort of 103, 104 yarders off a nice line in the fairway with water short. It doesn't take much to make a mistake. Look at Spieth when he duffed two beauties.
Well, that's slightly different. That's a half shot off a downhill lie with the grain growing into you. That was a missed drop.
Yeah, I know, but nevertheless, there's water between you and the hole. Things can go wrong, and it did for Spieth. But under the cosh...
Have you had a bit of trouble over the water? Tight lies with a wedge?
Oh,
soft turf?
Terrible incident with the 5-iron at Paris National.
Oh, did you?
Terrible incident.
Which hole?
15.
Oh, I've got it. I can see it. Yeah, water everywhere.
I made 17. I held it from 60 foot with the end of the putter and walked up the hill and went, Gricey, what time's the flight to Manchester?
Yeah, Hawksworth, this boy is going home.
2 under on there, 12 over leaving.
And what did you've had a go at Bryson, what did your playing partners think about your reprehensible behaviour on that occasion?
I shook hands and said, I'm sorry, I'm off, lads.
Did you? That's right. I'm no use to you over the next three holes.
No, I'm only going to get worse now. And plus, I'm out of golf balls. I'd run out of golf balls.
Had you really?
I'd had one left.
Oh, that's incredible.
But McCaddy kept saying, you can walk forward 90 yards and hit a wedge. I said, it's not difficult. It's only a 5-iron.
Are they having you for motivational speeches for the European team when they get to the Golf National?
Yes, I can
tell you. Wheeling John Hawksworth, he'll tell you how to play the 15.
You'll put the skull and crossbones on Sky and go, don't hit it here.
Don't hit it here. Just watch this. Hawksworth's plan for 15. Oh,
anyway,
dear.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. So to make that putt, John, because you might not get the chance again.
No.
He's never, ever had a putt to win on the European Tour. Never. That was his first go. And you're on that last green in the last group, and this is it. You know, you look, tell yourself, this just hit the best putt you can. This is my chance.
Well, give it a chance.
Right in the middle.
And a great holing speed as well.
Yeah.
Wasn't a tentative dribbling to the hole and fell in. It went in at the right pace, and it showed his mettle. And I hope he goes on from this, you know, because he's gone. Obviously, the Pro-Am is a nice win, but not as important as the Challenge Tour. And the Challenge Tour is certainly not as important as the PEO, the Porsche European Open. Because I think it's a 3-year exemption.
The PEO?
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
He gets this year and another three.
It's special because it's a European Open, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he's exempt till he's 43-ish.
Well, we're going to speak to him, but the most important thing for him, and I've seen it so many times, the most important thing is now not to let the air out of the balloon thinking that you've done it. I've done it now. And you just relax.
No, well, quite, no, he won't do that.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what a lot of people do. Sergio's done that a bit after winning the Masters.
Well, yes, it can probably, expectation as well can have a bit of a bearing on you, I would imagine.
Yeah, I can't wait to speak to him, actually. No. Yeah. Some social media for you, Johnny. I know you're hot on it. Eddie Pepperell said, "Oh, Richie McAvoy, what a putt." So Eddie was watching.
Nothing wrong with his eyes.
Justin Rose said, "Brilliant, Richard McAvoy, congratulations," which is nice from Rosie, who himself had a very tough start to his professional career and recognises a true attempt when he sees it, and it really was from Richard McAvoy.
Correct.
Thomas Bjorn, who tweets every week, he said, "Congratulations, Richard McAvoy, you're a definite pick for my team in September." That's nice, isn't it?
Yes, hey? And a surprise.
And a surprise pick, yes, to be fair, surprise pick, but there we are. Thomas Bjorn says, "Congratulations, Richard McAvoy. What a couple of weeks, my friend. Good things come to nice people." I'm so pleased to say that joining us on the Race to Dubai show now is the latest winner on the European Tour. And it's been a long time coming, 39 years of age, Richard McAvoy. What's it like being you today?
Incredible, mate. I'm a little bit fuzzy. Had a late night and a few celebratory drinks last night in Hamburg. But yeah, just arrived back at Heathrow myself and couldn't be prouder of myself, the way I dealt with it, and happier that it went on tour finally.
I mean, it's well documented that you went to Queenwood, you won a Pro-Am there and beat a quality field, then you went on the Challenge Tour and won there. That obviously had an effect on what you did on the European Tour. But going into the final round, I'm interested in what you said to yourself before you teed off.
All day, really. I said to myself, seize the day. You know what it's like. You don't get, at the moment, you know, I haven't had that many positions, I haven't gotten myself into that many positions that many times. So you need to take advantage of those. You know, it was an up and down day, you know, swings and one way and then swung back the other way, towards other people leading, and then to drop a shot at 17 and then give myself that opportunity on the last to make a putt. And, you know, it's the putt that you dream of as a kid. You hit it on the putting green thousands and thousands of times. And to roll it straight in the middle was incredible.
So you were aware, you were keeping an eye on what other people were doing when you were playing that final round?
Very much so, yeah. I'm a leaderboard watcher. I love knowing what the deal is. I'd like to know where I am positionally, whether you need to force it a little bit more or, you know, hang back. It's, for me, I'd like knowing. But, a lot of people don't. But, yeah, I kept an eye on it all day. Disappointed kind of around 12 and 13 after picking one up at 11 to get the lead. Then to drop two shots at 12 and 13 was quite frustrating, but they were tough holds for me yesterday playing back into the wind. So I knew that I had chances coming in down with the three par fives over the last four holes, hitting pitch shots into all of them. So I knew I was going to have a couple of chances in the last four and luckily picked a couple up.
How nervous or cool or calm was Scouse Wayne, your caddy?
Wayne was brilliant. He didn't change all day, you know, whether we were up, whether we were down. He kept a really good demeanour, and you know Wayne, he's a real, you know, real character, and tells a few jokes, and he was great for me. He was absolutely great for me. Kept me very calm and collective, and just let me get on with my job.
Everyone's talking about the Bryson DeChambeau, the last few holes he played, and the kind of the congratulations from him to you on the 18th green. What was your perspective?
Mate, I didn't really notice it, to be honest. I was so in my own world. He shook my hand. He said, "Well done." You know, he was obviously very, very disappointed in what happened over those last few holes for himself. And I can understand that totally. So I've got no problems with it whatsoever. So, he's still young, although he's obviously a very, very talented player and has won, you know, a couple of times in the States and doing very well there. He's still a young lad. He's still learning. So I've got no qualms with what happened.
That's spoken like a true 39-year-old who's pretty much seen it all.
Well, very much so.
Yeah, I'm interested now with the first time ever in your career that you have the security of a few years now on the European Tour. What is that like?
It's pretty special, yeah. I haven't really thought about it properly yet, about what it actually means. But, yeah, for me, having two young children and a wife and a good-sized mortgage to pay, it obviously helps, so hopefully this can mean I can relax and carry on enjoying my golf like I have done the last couple of weeks. And hopefully it will bring more victories along.
So now you've had to reset everything. I mean, I know this is pretty fresh because you only won a few hours ago. So you're going to have to refresh your thoughts on what you're going to play in between now and the end of the year. It's all changed.
It has indeed, yeah. My plans before this week were to play the rest of the year out on Challenge Tour, really, after winning there. I'm getting myself in a good position there. So, yeah, everything's changed again. I haven't really looked at the schedule yet and what I'm going to play, but I've got these next 2 weeks off. I'm going on holiday, actually, with the family tomorrow. It's been booked up for months, which will be lovely. So a nice way to celebrate. And then I can really have a sit down and look at the schedule and try and plan out what I'm going to do for the rest of the year. But it's great for me being able to do that for the next 2 years as well, knowing exactly what events I'm going to be playing in and where I'm going to be going. Yeah.
And what about the feeling of a little bit of a cash injection into the coffers?
That always helps. You know what? It would usually go through my mind, but I was so in the zone yesterday that it never even came into a factor in my head. So. Yeah, looking at the text you get through from the tour afterwards saying what position you finished and how much you've won was pretty incredible. Yeah, biggest check of my career by a long way, so very pleased.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it's all plus, plus, plus for you now, and it's thoroughly deserved, Richard, after years of trying to find your spot. You've now found it as a winner on the European Tour, and with all the different opportunities that will now open up for you, life is going to be exciting. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great, yeah. Yeah, I've got to reset my goals a little bit. One that kind of sticks in my mind straight away is to try and get top 60 and try and get to the race to Dubai at the end of the year, which is the way I'm playing, very doable. Yeah, it's a massive confidence boost for my game, for my career, and hopefully I can kick on from it, yeah.
Listen, the world of golf is littered with players that found their form late on in their careers. Miguel Angel Jimenez, who's just won at the age of 54, the British Senior Open, presented by Rolex. They love that bit on the end. you find your golden streak at the end of your 30s into your 40s. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. This game is incredible. It can come at any age, any time. You know, I've had moments where I've thought about giving up and retiring, and well, not really retiring, but, you know, moving on to other things. But in the back of my mind, I always knew that my game was good enough. I just needed that little break here and there, and the last 2 weeks I've got it, yeah.
Well, listen, have a wonderful family holiday. And I mean this genuinely. When everyone saw the lineup for the final round, us golf watchers, commentators, what have you, we're all saying, God, wouldn't it be great if Richard McAvoy got this done after all those years of trying? It's a wonderful story. It's heartwarming. And many congratulations from all of us here on the Race to Dubai show, Richard.
Thanks very much, mate.
Good to speak to you.
Well done.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
He's the first person in 8 years to follow up a Challenge Tour win with a win on the European Tour, and you can see why that would be very rare. Moves to 63rd on the Race to Dubai rankings, presented by Rolex, up from 192. And now, of course, he's trying to get into the curtain closer, playing all the Rolex events at the end and get to Dubai. That's his target from absolutely nowhere.
Well, that's right, yes. It's a very nice carrot to have stuffed up your nose, isn't it?
No, yeah. That wouldn't be good, I don't think.
It depends on the make of the carrot. But you'd have to say, yeah, brilliant. I wouldn't say the world's at his feet because that's ridiculous. It's a big place. But he's got a lot of opportunity.
Yes, what a platform for him. So McAvoy's closing birdie gave him a one-shot victory over three players. Christopher Blomstrand of Sweden, as you said earlier on, John. Renato Paratori, the quickest player in the world from Italy. And a local amateur player called Alan Jan. And the German player loved being in contention during his final round of 67.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, the atmosphere out there, the people that have been walking with me, the 18 holes, I mean, it was just an incredible feeling. And, you know, making birdie after birdie on the back nine was quite cool. I mean, when I was on 18, I saw the leaderboard and I was like, wow, I'm pretty much in contention, so it's a pretty cool feeling.
It's been some story for Alan Jan, hasn't it? Because he was professional for a while, went back to being an amateur, and now, obviously, after this performance, I know he doesn't get any money, which is a shame, wants to turn pro again.
Yeah, well, not to rub it in, it's probably cost him about
$150,000. I know.
You remember when Shane Lowry cost him $500,000 when he won the Irish Open in 2009? Robert Rock got the winner's check. But if he wants to turn pro again, he's shown himself that he can play under the cosh, and it was in front of his own audience as well, his own fans. So why not have a go? You're only here once.
Absolutely right. In 2017, he won gold at the Deaflympics, an elite event for deaf athletes sanctioned by the IOC, and in June claimed victory on the Pro Golf Tour. It's an interesting story, isn't it? Obviously, he's had a little bit of professional golf, but you get up into a big event in your home country, and there would have been pressure on him. He would have felt pressure, even as an amateur, and he knew he couldn't win anything. The pressure to perform well under the gun, and he did.
He shot the lowest score on Sunday.
Yeah, fantastic.
He's an amateur, which is not an insult to amateurs, but...
Well, he is, but you know what I mean? He's got to the point where he had turned pro,
yeah,
has gone back, and so I don't...
But still, he won't have been under the cosh like this before.
No, and in front of his home folk to play as well as that.
I mean, he
was
warming up for a playoff. I thought, this would be great if he gets involved here, because I didn't think he looked frightened. Obviously, in the end, Richard did him up the last. But what a performance. He had a shot into 17, you know, with a look like an 8-iron. Wind hard off the left, a little bit down. Island green, water everywhere. And hit it to 4 foot and in.
Yeah.
Hold it.
Wonderful. A wonderful escape for Paratore in the 18th.
Yeah, right trees. A sort of Garcia-esque, shall we say, from 99 in the PGA Championship, US PGA in America.
That was at Medina.
That was at Medina with the trees.
They've got a plaque there now with the tree.
Well, they planted a tree up the right of...
Green Eagle.
Green Eagle Golf Club for Jordan Smith when he won it last year. And it's not a sapling. It's 30 feet high.
Yeah, they've
shipped
that. And
then they put a big medal in the rough, and there'll be one going down for Richard.
Yes.
And there's a big chain around the tree as well. So they're celebrating the winners there.
It's good, isn't it? You like to see that. Yeah, it's good. John, please, the top 10 from the PEO, the Porsche European Open.
Well, we know that Richard McAvoy won by one shot because he held a putt on the last to win from Christopher Blomstrad and also Alan Yon, the amateur, with Renato Paratore. So they were all tied second then. Hideto Tanihara tied fifth with Romain Wattel, who had his chances. So did Paul Casey, tied seventh with Matthias Schwab, the Austrian. Got his card last year and looks very promising. Then ninth tied, David Drysdale yet to win on tour. Matthew Nixon, who bobbed it round in 68 on the last day. Patrick, I've lost a tenner and found a fiver, Reed, and Charles Schwartzel. So that makes up the top 12.
Excellent. Now, in the prediction stakes, we've been doing this all year, presenters versus co-presenters. You get two picks each. One pick has to be whoever you want, and the other one has to be from outside the top 50 in last year's Race to Dubai. 20 points for a win, 10 for a top 5, 5 for a top 20, and minus 5 for an MC. Ooh. Keep those MCs off the cards. Richard Kaufman, in my position, went for Scott Henn, 5 points. Very good, Rich. And Lucas Herbert, 29th, 0 points. So a 5-point bagging for the Kaufman. Paul Eales went for Paul Casey, 5 points, as he was 7th. And Connor Syme, 22nd, just outside the points garnering, 5 points for Paul Eales. And Matt Adams also had a crack. 5 points for Patrick Reed, who finished 9th, and an MC for Jamie Donaldson, minus 5, so he was 0. So the presenters are on 105, but the co-presenters are rallying in my absence. What has gone wrong here? What is this shtick? 85 points for the co-presenters. Now, in the fancy race to Dubai game, Ingmar Bergman leads the overall global standings, while John Cody got the most points last week with McAvoy as his captain. What a pick that is. That's amazing. In the Race to Dubai show mini-league, show regular Paul Eales was the high scorer from the Porsche European Open, while Steve Holston tops the table. So, John, top 10 in the Race to Dubai standings, please.
Francesco Molinari, after his epic run, has a healthy lead at the top from Patrick Reed, the American. Third, Alex Noren. Fourth, Tommy Fleetwood. Fifth, Rory McIlroy. Sixth, Russell Knox. Seventh, Torbjörn, or Thunderbear, Olsson. 8th, John Rahm. 9th, Ryan Fox. And 10th, Tyrrell Hatton.
Ryder Cup rankings, please.
Two lists on the Ryder Cup rankings. You have an automatic European list and you have a world points list. Now, from the European list, it's Francesco Molinari, Justin Rose, Tyrrell Hatton, Tommy Fleetwood. Then the world points list is Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Alex Noren and Paul Casey. And then Thomas Bjorn has 4 picks.
Now, what about the Senior Open presented by Rolex? On the Stay Sure Tour, the very same tournament was won by Miguel Angel Jimenez. The Spaniard held off the defending champion Bernard Langer by a shot at St. Andrews. He closed with a final round of 69 for a 12-under-par total of 276. John, look who's joining us on the podcast right now. Hey, Miguel.
Hello.
Hi, Miguel.
Robert Lee, how are you?
Hey, Robert. Very fine, thank you. Yeah, just landed in Malaga.
How good did it feel for you to stand on that 18th green at St Andrews and be a senior major champion? How good did that feel?
That was it's amazing, Robert. You know, it's at the home of golf, winning there. You know, it's amazing.
How are you enjoying life, Miguel? I always worry about you. You know, I look at people, they look stressed out and they look like they've got their problems in life. Are you enjoying life?
I enjoy my life and enjoy myself, whatever I'm doing. I love to play golf and enjoy myself on the golf course. And when I'm out of the golf course, I enjoy myself. I like to have a nice glass of wine and a nice big fat cigar. But obviously, also, I love what I'm doing. I'm walking every day. So every day I go to the gym and I'm working and I keep myself fit. If not, it will be very difficult to be competitive at this time and at this age, you know.
Was it nice to beat Bernhard Langer? Because he's been a bit of a handful, hasn't he, since he got out on the senior tour?
Yes, he's amazing. And he's on the top of the game still, you know. He's always there. Every single week he's there. And he's meant to battle every week, you know.
I mean, you are... How old are you, Miguel? 54?
54, yeah.
So you're playing some beautiful stuff right now at the age of 54. Bernhard is into his next decade. He's in his 60s now. Is he an inspiration for you?
He was an inspiration, yeah, of course. I played with Tom Watson and Bernhard Langer, especially around. Those two guys, the way they hit the ball, the way they play the game, you know, it's inspiring and gives you wings to keep going, no? It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're amazing as well, Miguel. And I'll tell you what, I know you're popular because you get a great rapport from all the crowds that you encounter when you play your golf around the world. Just keep doing what you're doing. It was a superb win at St Andrews, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this moment. Now you're home in Malaga.
Well done.
Yes, I just landed in Malaga, and I got to go now straight to the sea.
Straight to the sea, beautiful. But just nice. your little trunks.
Yes, of course.
Miguel, great to talk to you. See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Ciao.
You do feel that with Miguel Angel, John, that there is longevity in there. He was a late burner anyway when he was having his tour life. He didn't really have a lot of his success until he was much later on into his age, if you like. And now he's 54 and he's won another senior major. The sky's the limit. He's going to keep going.
He's as fit as a butcher's dog. Don't be kidded by the red wine and the cigars. Have you seen his stretching routine?
Yes, I've seen it.
I mean,
it's impressive.
It's unbelievable in the way he limbers up. He doesn't just turn up, you know, after the night before and think, I'll just rely on my ability. He puts a lot of work in, and I think he will win plenty more.
He will, yeah, no doubt about it. And enjoy himself along the way, which is, if you can do those two things, you really have cracked it. Okay, on the European Challenge Tour, the Urum Bank Open was won by Holland's Darius van Driel. He had a one-shot victory over Scotland's David Law. Meanwhile, in the US, world number one Dustin Johnson claimed his third PGA Tour title of the year with a three-shot win at the RBC Canadian Open. The 34-year-old who missed the cut of last week's Open was one of four joint leaders into the final round, but carded a 6-under par 66 to go with his 65 on Saturday and post 23-under. And that was good enough for a three-shot win. England's Tommy Fleetwood had four birdies and an eagle on his back nine and a 67 to tie for sixth, seven shots back. Top 10 in the world, please, John.
Top 10 in the world are as follows. We just mentioned number one, Dustin Johnson's there. Justin Rose, number two, Justin Thomas. Popular if your name's Justin, is number three. Then Justin Koepka, only joking. Brooks Koepka is number four. John Rahm, five. Francesco Molinari, six. Rory McIlroy, seven. Jordan Spieth, 8th, Ricky Fowler, 9th, and Jason Day, 10th.
Now, South Africa's Dylan Fratelli has won the European Tour Shot of the Month Award for June, following a fan vote. Fratelli took everyone by surprise, including himself, at the recent H&A Open de France, when his eagle putt from over 100 feet on the 6th hole ran all the way in. And don't forget to check out the European Tour's new Life on Tour podcast. The latest episode features Andrew Cotter's lovely interview with the former US Open champion, Justin Rose. Subscribe and download the series now from Acast and Apple Podcasts. This week's big event is the WGC Bridgestone Invitational from Firestone Country Club. Johnny Hawksworth, a course that would not have suited you.
No, absolutely not, but it's up against another very big event, of course, which is the Fiji International.
We'll get to that. Let's concentrate on the WGC and the players that are in form going into it.
Well, of course, you've got to look at the guys that have played the majors and the larger WGC stroke PGA Tour events, stroke European Tour events. Of course, Rory will be there and Jordan Spieth. Dustin Johnson just coming off a win. Tiger. Now, he does like a Bridgestone.
He's 8 of them. He's won 8.
He's won 8 of them. It's absolutely extraordinary.
And he had the lead in the Open in the final round?
With 8 to go.
It's coming, isn't it? The win for TW is coming.
It is. I'm leaning towards USPGA, which is later in the year. But I think I have my my winner in the Bridgestone.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed on.
Nailed on?
Yeah.
You've never said nailed on for anyone, ever?
Nailed on this time.
Just repeat that so no one sort of makes a mistake.
Nailed on.
TW?
Incorrect.
Who?
I'm going for Brendan Steele.
Yes, okay.
Mm.
Every chance. Now, the golf course back in the day is different now because Matsuyama was hitting drive and wedge to 500-yard holes last year, but at 7,400 yards past 70, it used to be a beast.
Oh, yes, that is a beast.
Yeah.
7,400 anymore. Past 70. No.
Not anymore. Interesting golf course. A lot of holes run up and down the same way, up and down the hill there, but
yep.
There are some really good holes on it. There's no doubt about it. 16th par 5 is particularly tricky.
Yeah, really good par 5 near the end of the round.
Down over the hill. Down. There's a water. If they go for the green in 2, very small green. And the rough is normally pretty...
Chunky.
Yes, chunky around
like
there.
Like yourself.
Yeah, indeed.
I love the Bridgestone, but Tiger's owned it for years.
Do you think Tiger's ready now to win?
It's close.
Yeah, he's close. And who's going to have more confidence on a course that absolutely suits him down the ground than Dustin Johnson?
Yeah, but I'm just thinking about Tiger. Yeah, I do think it's close. I don't care if he doesn't win again when you think of what he's done. The mere fact that he's competing and people have got a buzz about him rather than what we used to see when he was in a mess.
I think Tiger's driving it better than I've ever seen him drive
and putting?
It right now. And the putting is the part of the game. He was the world's best when he was conquering the world. You can't do what he did.
He's still not bad.
You can't do what he did and not putt well. He was phenomenal. He always held a putt in the 18th green.
Yeah.
He scrambled for pars when he was out of position. He was just phenomenal.
You don't realise how many tournaments, PGA Tour events, he won off the fairway because his driving wasn't great. It was phenomenal.
I think he's driving it now as good as he's ever driven it.
So, yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, he's very close to
Tiger. Anyway, I think he's close.
So you've got Brendan Steele.
Bit of a pulley leggy there. Yes, no, I'm going for Brendan Steele. I'm not changing.
Brendan Steele could win that easily.
I know that. Who are you going for?
You got two picks.
And right, Tommy Fleetwood.
Right, Johnny. You're going to go for Tommy Fleetwood.
Fleetwood Tommy, yeah.
And my American, I'm going to shock you with my pick. Because I want to say I said Tiger Woods when he wins. He is going to win.
Yeah.
So I'm going for Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And a man who finished second at the Open, Rory McIlroy.
Right.
Yes.
Good. Yeah.
So
tell you what.
I've gone quietly.
Haven't you?
Oh, I've gone, yes. Gone quietly.
You're nervous about the points situation.
Nervous.
Aren't you?
Oh, well, nervous. That gap has. It's become uncomfortable. That's all I can say.
Yes.
Now, before we go, we must concentrate on the Fiji International presented by Fiji Airways. Long way to travel.
Not so bad if you're flying.
Better.
Better.
Better, but still an awful long way, even by aeroplane.
Oh, yeah, it's a long, long journey, but it's an opportunity for many. Vijay Singh's playing because obviously he is...
course designer.
Course designer. Ernie Els is going. Soomin Lee, Scott Hend. And I'm going for Scott Hend.
Jason Norris, defending champion.
Yep, Jason Norris, who's, as you say, the defending... I'm going for Scott Hend. He's been shown a bit of promise.
There's some lovely stuff written down. You know, the little sort of, you know, the verbiage that the sort of travel brochure might write down. How about this one? Sparkling backdrop of coral reefs and the Pacific Ocean on 15 out of the 18 holes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
But it paints a picture, doesn't it?
Oh, it's very picturesque you.
It does. Let me find another one. Natadola Bay blends world-class golf architecture with dramatic landscapes from rolling pastures through the absolute beachfront.
Oh, lovely.
You almost want to sort of make sure you're when they start building the next batch of condos that you're in there at the planning stage.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
And the final three holes, it's worth mentioning that the 16th can be a difficult par 4, especially if the wind is up, as the second shot is played to a green that sits well above the players. 17 is a short par 5 that offers a good birdie chance, and the 18th can bring you undone if the wind is blowing right to left across the hole. All in all, just under 7,200 yards, right alongside the seaside. It'll be a lot of fun for the players.
Come on, Scott.
Scott Hend for you. And I'm going to counter that with Justin Walters.
Very good.
Because, obviously, it's positioning in the geography of the world. There's a lot of Australians in the field.
Try-sanctioned.
Try-sanctioned. I'm going for a South African in Justin Walters.
Very good.
Thank you. That's it for now. Next week, we will review the WGC Bridgestone Invitational and the Fiji International presented by Fiji Airways and look ahead to the USPGA Championship as well as the European Golf Team Championships. Until then, you can stay up to date with all the latest news on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and Snapchat via europeantour.com or by downloading the official app. But for now, from John Hawksworth, who's gone for?
I just knew you were going to ask that.
But for now, from John Hawksworth, who's gone for?
Brendan Steele and Tommy Fleetwood and Scott Hend and anybody else that's playing in any events. Good luck.
And I've counted your Bridgestone Invitationals with Tiger and Rory and Justin Walters in Fiji.
I won't be grumpy next week.
Because you're not here.
That's right.
Excellent stuff, John. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time. From me, Robert Lee, it's goodbye.